The Dry Bean Scene, brought to you by SRS Commodities, North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Johnstown Bean Company, and BASF, your partner for better dry bean solutions. Belgrade, Minnesota farmer and dry bean producer Grant Anderson serves on the Agricultural Fertilizer Research and Education Council. Grant, tell me about the upcoming summer meeting.
At the summer meeting that we'll be having next week, actually, we will decide on our research priorities as a group for the council for our RFP that's issued this fall. And those priorities are up to the council, frankly. And it's what's hot in ag, what's lacking research, what do we want to learn about or have our universities studying and doing research on. So a few years ago when the nitrogen fertilizer management rule was about to be implemented in Minnesota, that was the hot topic and hot button, right, was nitrogen and how to manage around that newly implemented rule in terms of the fall application of nitrogen, urea, and ammonia. You know, lately with the high commodity prices and high fertilizer prices, those nitrogen discussions are just as relevant as any fertilizer to make sure we're maximizing the use efficiency because of the cost of those inputs. So that'll be the discussion that's had at the summer AFRAC council meeting is what do we want as a council? What priorities do we want the researchers to be submitting projects for? The council tries to represent all of the different fertilizer usages in the state of Minnesota, right? So corn obviously is the king in terms of acres and of fertilizer usage in the states. But dry beans are a big part of that as well. And I don't know the numbers exactly, but I'll shoot from the hip and say 20% or 15% of the fertilizer usage is for dry beans in the state of Minnesota. So they do represent an important segment of that fertilizer usage. And by rights, those dollars should also be spent directly to dry bean research.
The Dry Bean Scene, brought to you by SRS Commodities, North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Johnstown Bean Company, and BASF, your partner for better dry bean solutions.